You're listening to the Anadja Ajinjing podcast. We hope you will be encouraged, inspired, and blessed as you listen. Enjoy the message.
Walking around these walls, I thought by now they'd fall. But you have never failed me yet. Waiting for change to come, knowing the battle's won. For you have never failed me yet. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness, faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You've never.
Hello family, I bring you greetings from the Lord Most High and greetings from myself. I hope you are doing well. I hope your week was fruitful and that you were able to accomplish even more than you wanted to. I really pray for you that you will succeed, that there are certain desires that God has placed on your heart, that God will help you, that all these desires will come to pass in the mighty name of Jesus. I love you so much and I can't wait to see you shine. And you will shine because God is on your side. There is a phrase that I heard when I entered the university, and I've heard it a lot in recent times. It is working. It is working. It is working. You know, and I had never really understood it until recently. And when God enlightened me on it, I felt I have to share this with somebody, that it is working. It is working. You know, the song that played shortly before this text or this sharing, it's profound. You know, how God could have easily given the people of Israel signs when they were marching around the wall for 7 days. Signs that the walls were coming down. I mean, if as they were marching, they were seeing that stones were coming off the wall in bits and weaknesses were developing in the wall, they would have been motivated to march on. But the Bible does not give any description like that. You know, this suggests that for the 7 days, as they marched, it looked like what they were doing was pointless. It looked like what they were doing was useless, a waste of time. And isn't it like that with us so many times? You know, we spend so much time in prayer, we spend so much time reading the word, and yet we want to see some result. At least let's see that we are making some kind of progress to ginger us on, and yet things remain the same. You are praying for the salvation of a friend, and the more you pray, the worse he gets. It's like what you are doing is not yielding any results. But we know the story of the walls of Jericho. We know that on the seventh day, as they walked in obedience, as they blew their trumpets, the walls of Jericho came crumbling down. And this teaches us that although while they were marching around the walls in the 7 days prior, they weren't seeing any significant improvement, what they were doing was working. What they were doing, it was working. It was yielding something. Even though they couldn't see it, it was working. And so I came to encourage somebody that look, what you are doing, it is working. What the prayers you are praying, they are working. The word you are studying, it is working. The fasting you are fasting, it is working. Don't give up now. I mean, there are so many sermons or sharings, motivational speeches of not giving up. But we need to understand that what we do in the process as we wait for the blessing of God, it yields results. It is working. It is not just a waste of time, or it's not just something we do to while away time, but they are yielding results, most of the time unseen to the eye. My mom shared this story with me recently. She said that a man called his servant and told him that he should push on a certain rock that was in their home. The rock was big and fixed to the ground, so there was no way the servant could move it. But the man was traveling and told the servant, look, push on this rock, push on this rock, push on this rock till I get back. Obviously, the servant thought that the master means that by the time he returns, he should have pushed the rock from that place. And so when the master left, the servant was pushing the rock day and night. He was pushing the rock, pushing the rock, pushing the rock, pushing the rock. And after some weeks, he was tired because he didn't get the point of what he was doing. So he just stopped. Now, shortly after, the master returned. And when the master returned, the master saw that the servant had not carried out the instruction to the latter. He had not endured in carrying out the instruction. He called him and said, I told you to push on the rock. Why did you stop? And the servant said, I didn't get the point. I didn't see why I should continue doing it. And the master looked at him and said, you didn't get the point? Look at your muscles. Apparently, in the time that he had been pushing on the rock, he was building his muscles. And that is what God actually does with us, oh family. That sometimes when we think we are working on towards a certain target and we are doing certain things and we are not seeing the results, the truth of the matter is that God is actually building other parts of our lives. Building other paths that we don't see. One day we'll open our eyes and realize that we have gotten to the goal and we have gotten many, many other things. So see, don't give up, because what you are doing, it is working. Working towards the goal you want to see and working towards other things that you have not even imagined. So don't give up, brother, and don't give up, sister. It is working. It is working. It is working. You may not see it now, but it is working, all to the glory of God. God bless you and give you strength and grace to endure the season of waiting. You are blessed.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode. For more information, do visit our website, anajuajinjing.com. And if you were blessed, you can subscribe and share to your family and friends. Once again, thank you for listening. God bless you.